Hey, it's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. And we've beeped. I wonder what we're cooking today using our kitchen gadgets. Today's daily recipe is for Ninja Foodie chicken and rice. If you've ever wanted to cook chicken and rice together in the Ninja Foodie, then this is how it's done. With the rice and the chicken cooking at the same time in the same cooking pot, and then when they're done, they're perfect for serving for an easy dinner, and it's perfect for hectic weeknights when you want something easy to be able to serve for dinner. And of course, we're using bone-in, skin-on chicken thighs, but you could use boneless ones as well. And we're making it that little bit more healthy by using brown rice, which is actually easier to cook in a pressure cooker than white rice is. And it also is in line with the chicken cook time, so both the chicken and rice can be cooked together at the same time. So let's get started, shall we, and talk about the lovely ingredients that we use in this recipe. So, for chicken thighs, like I said, we've gone for bone-in, skin-on, because then the cook times work alongside the brown rice. It's all about them both being ready at the same time and having an equal cook time. Whilst if I'd used boneless, skinless, they'd be ready too soon. And then I'm using the equivalent of one levelled cup, which is 240ml if you were to measure it, in millilitres of brown rice. This is long grain brown rice, by the way. Then 300ml of chicken stock. So that's like 1 1/4 cups. This is how it works when you're doing brown rice in the Instant Pot or in the Ninja Foodie, as in it's 1 cup of rice to 1 1/4 cups of liquid. So that's easy to remember. So you could double this recipe. You could do 2 cups of rice to then 2 1/2 cups of chicken stock. Then a tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil, teaspoon each of dried basil, dried mixed herbs, and a tablespoon each of dried thyme, parsley, oregano, and of course, some salt and pepper. And then for following this recipe, we're starting with the chicken. So remove the chicken packaging and place the thighs into the air fryer basket. Place the air fryer basket into the Ninja cooking pot and rub the skin with extra virgin olive oil and sprinkle with salt, pepper, basil and your mixed herbs. So now they'll have a lovely greenish colour from the seasoning. And then air fry the chicken for 5 minutes at 200 Celsius, that's 400 Fahrenheit. This will help add a little bit of crisp to the skin. And then after this, remove the air fryer basket and add stock, seasoning and rice into the cooking pot. Stir and make sure no rice is out of the liquid, i.e. if a couple of bits of rice have just snuck up to the surface, just tuck them back in. And then place the chicken thighs on top of the rice and stock and place the lid on your pressure cooker. So in other words, you've got your raw rice in its liquid, the rest of the seasonings, your chicken is literally sat on top of them. And then pressure cook for 16 minutes, followed by a 5 minute natural pressure release. After the cook time is up and you have released pressure, the chicken will have sunk into the rice. It kind of looks cute when it does this, when you open the Ninja up and you see your little chicken and it's just sat there in the rice and it'll just be like baked rice in the oven. So then remove the chicken, fluff up the rice and then it's ready to serve. And then you can serve the chicken and the rice together and it's just delicious. And you can also stir in some peas and some little chunks of carrots into the rice if you wanted to. But we just love it with just as a simple chicken and rice. And it tastes so, so good when cooked in the Ninja Foodie like this as well. And of course, it's perfect for busy weeknights. If you've got a couple of kids and you need to feed them quick, you can just throw that in and you're good to go. And of course, head over to recipethis.com and search Ninja Foodie Chicken, and you'll find the recipe there along with other Ninja Foodie Chicken recipes we've done. And of course, this recipe comes with step-by-step photos and a video so that you can understand the process to the best of your ability and then cook it perfectly in the Ninja Foodie. And I'm sure you'll love it. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to head over to recipethis.com as we have a Ninja Foodie category just dedicated to our Ninja Foodie recipes. As well as that, you'll find a Ninja Foodie cookbook that is jam-packed with Ninja Foodie recipes that you can download and then print and follow along at home.